Not to say foot even, because shibr is less than a foot. One hand space. This is the maximum. Okay? Now, remember now, we took all this dirt out first. Okay? So now we throw this dirt back again. Alright? Come to here. But you remember we took here for the lahd some dirt from here. So that means after you cover here, still more dirt which came from here, is it?
Right.
Now when you take this dirt and you put it in the tub in a way of a hump like this.
You put it
there? No. Where is the dead person is here.
Right. So you put that in, dug the hole or where you
and dug the hole, okay? Where you dug the hole. Okay? Because even though you know the dirt will go down more. So you put this stuff like this, okay? Here. And now you can put some crunch down or whatever you call pebbles here to make it more, and will be the grave looking actually in the tub, the surface like a hump here, okay? You don't go make any kind of blocks, buildings and things like this, or make like tombs or stones or writing or anything. You can mark the grave with a regular stone, and this is it. Okay, so the people can know that. But not this kind of stones that the people sell, professional stones. We are not talking about that. Mean any piece of rock that you take it and you put it there, so the people know that this is a grave, nobody to step on it. Okay.
You want to like recognize somebody, like let's say it was a Muslim graveyard with like let's say 100 people in there, and maybe it's 20 years later or something. How are you going to know which one, like when you buried somebody maybe 20 years ago, if there's no name and just a stone that maybe got...
Okay, what actually is the benefit of knowing who is who?
You know who you're going to visit.
Go, okay, what you visit? You're going to shake hands with him? It's the soul, there's a communication between you and that you're making dua. You're making dua, and it's not only my sister or my mother or my father. All these Muslims, you understand, they need your dua. So Rasulullah was not making dua for... No, he was giving the salam to all the people and making dua for everybody. Okay? Because Islam made your brother, your real brother, is a Muslim. Not your real brother is the one came from your mother and your father. Because if your blood brother, he is not practicing Islam, is not Muslim, he's not your brother in actuality. Your brother is the Muslim brother. So he deserves your dua. So now whosoever doesn't matter in this grave. And I'm not going, you understand, to go to visit so and so. I'm going number one, you understand, for me. Because I need the correction, need for me to start to think about what's going to be happening to me later on, to prepare myself for this future, you see. And at the same time that I'm making invocation. So it doesn't matter if I come close, you understand, with 1 foot or 10 foot. And what about even if you say, okay, this is the grave of my sister. But do you know that in some places after certain years, they come and remove all this, which is not even bones left there. They clean the grave, put it aside, and other people been buried over one, over one, over one, over one. So you think, oh, this is my father is here. It's not your father, it's other people been. So it doesn't matter, you understand, that whosoever there or I have to know. But we have to follow the sunnah before we follow our emotion. The sunnah, that is no writing, that is no building, that is no anything of this nature.
So it's okay to bury another Muslim brother or sister in the same site after a few years?
Yes. If there is a need, if there is a need,
yes,
for using the same place, yes, it can. And if there is a need, like a time of wars, as example, and more people that, like we mentioned last class, that Rasulullah ﷺ buried two people in the same time in the same grave. So it goes back to if there is a need or no. Yeah. And Allah knows best. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade to plaster in the grave or to sit in it or to build anything on it. When the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 469. Wow. I was taking my time and slowing down. What's going on? I have to speed a little bit. وعن عامر ابن ربيعة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى على عثمان ابن مذعون وأتى القبر فحثى عليه ثلاثة حثيات وهو قائم. وعن عثمان. I think I made a mistake with this hadith. Hadith. وعن عامر ابن ربيعة. Will you hold it, Habib, please? This hadith reported by Amir, hadith number 469 in the collection of Imam Dara Qudni, and the hadith is weak. The hadith is weak. Hadith number 470 وعن عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فرغ من دفن الميت وقف عليه وقال استغفروا لأخيكم وسألوا له التثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل. This hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to finish from burying a dead Muslim, he used to wait, or he stood by the grave and he say to the people with him, ask Allah forgiveness for your brother and ask Allah to firm him with the proper answer, because now he is questioned, being questioned. Okay, that means as soon he goes in the grave and the people do not even leave yet, the angels will come and question him. Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, what is, who's your Lord? What is your religion? Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraging the Sahaba to pray and make dua for this person and about the forgiveness. And what is the most important here is to give him tathbeet, because the scene of the angels is sufficient to make the person be troubled. So is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he did not give him the assistant to be able to answer, he's not going to be able. And this is the reason the Prophet was Allah was Allah tathbeet, beg Allah to firm him that he's not be scared by seeing the angels and he could not answer. And the hadith is authentic. وعن دمرة ابن حبيب احد التابعين قال كانوا يستحبون اذا سوى على الميت قبر وانصرف الناس عنه ان يقال عند قبر يا فلان قل لا اله الا الله. The hadith is weak. Hadith 471 is weak. We leave it alone. Hadith number 472, page 202. وعن بريدة الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور فزوروها. I had forbid you before to visit the grave, so visit it. Okay, so this like you say abrogation. And there is a addition, the hadith as is in the collection of Imam Muslim and is authentic. The addition which comes by Tirmidhi is weak. Okay? كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور فزوروها. I had forbid you before to visit the grave, but now it is permissible for you to visit it. Authentic. Hadith number 473. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن زائرات القبور, أخرجه الترمذي. حديث نمبر 473. The حديث is weak. حديث أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه, سعيد الخدري, لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النائحة, is weak. حديث نمبر 473 is weak. حديث 474 وعن ابي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النائحة is weak. So again, in case I made a mistake, حديث number 472, the beginning of the hadith is authentic. The addition which by Ibn Majah is weak. Right? Hadith 473 reported by Abu Huraira is weak. Hadith number 474 reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood is weak. Hadith number 475 وعن أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أخذ علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا ننوح, متفق عليه. This hadith reported by أم عطية, it is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم took a promise from us that we don't wail. Okay, that mean like be screaming and making noise after the dead people and saying words that is not supposed to be said, because this is forbidden. This from the behavior of Jahiliyyah, that when there is calamity happening, they pull their hairs, they cut their clothes, they being saying bad words, okay, or they making screaming and all these things. This from the manner of Jahiliyyah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took a ahd or bay'ah or whatever you want to call it.
Pledge.
Okay. That we don't do this when we be tested by a calamity or somebody die, as example. Page 203, hadith number 476. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الميت يعذب في قبره بما نيح عليه, متفق عليه. That the dead person will be punished in the grave as a result of the wailing on him. How come? Because the family is the responsibility of the father or the husband. If he did not teach his family the proper way, the proper Islam, how to act in time of calamity, now they doing this, now he gets the punishment, because whatever they doing was as a result of neglecting his family. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the dead person will get punished as a result of the wailing of his family. Yeah. The hadith is authentic.
Suppose that in my family, my parents are not Muslims,
mm-hmm.
and they come to the funeral and they, you know, fall out of the head, act like a fool.
Okay, this is on them, inshallah. Yeah. Hadith number 477. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال شهدت بنتا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تدفن ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالس عند القبر فرأيت عينيه تدمعان. That Anas said, I was present while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his daughter was buried, and the eyes of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I saw tears coming out of his eyes. This shows you there is a difference between sadness, feeling bad, crying, and wailing. This is two different things, okay? So this shows also the permissibility of crying or tears coming of the eyes as a result of your beloved died. Hadith number 478 عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن جابر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تدفنوا موتاكم بالليل إلا أن تضطروا أخرجه ابن ماجة وأصله في مسلم. This hadith which reported by Jabir, the hadith is authentic and it is in the collection of Ibn Majah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, don't bury your dead by night except if you have to.
What would be a reason that we'd have to by doing fighting?
It can be, this is my guess in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, this is a dislike to bury the dead person by night, okay? That the permissibility or the proper time is during the day. Something like maybe a person have a bad odor, bad smell, okay, or that person is bleeding too bad, and okay, that as much you rub him is still something like, it can be like emergency is like this, you understand?
So if you're fighting or something like that, they get killed and you bury him during the night then?
If they fight?
Yeah, during jihad, if they get killed during the night, can you bury him then or wait the sun?
You can wait until the sun, except it's no emergency, as example, okay, that maybe by leaving it, that the enemies will take these bodies and yeah, or things like this. There is a necessity of that, you have to do this at night. Yeah. Page number 204, hadith number 479, وعن عبد الله ابن جعفر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما جاء نعي جعفر حين قتل قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اصنعوا لآل جعفر طعاما فقد أتاهم ما يشغلهم أخرجوا الخمسة. And the hadith is Hassan. This hadith shows us that we should be taking care of the family, that they have this that they lost their beloved one. You see, when the news of Ja'far's death came, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, prepare food for Ja'far's family, for they have heard something that preoccupies them, okay? That, you know, when some people hear bad news about their family, that they do not have the appetite to eat, they busy preparing the dead body, all these things. So the duty of the other Muslims, the neighbors and things like this, that they try to prepare food and take it to them and make them eat or something like this. Unfortunately, that you found in overseas in many places that the family of the deceased person are the one stuck with this. They are the one who prepare meals for all this visitors and all the people coming and all these things, okay? And this is not the proper way. The proper way is that you, as Muslim community or Muslim neighbors, and you know that your Muslim neighbor something happened to him, that a way of sympathize in his calamity or try to make things easy on him and to try to fulfill your obligation towards him, that you prepare me for them and take it to them. And the hadith is classified to be Hassan, is good.